What about the issue of CNS metastasis? I don't know that I've seen data on that coming out of the adjuvant trials. I think there were concerns that maybe we would see, based on what we've seen in metastatic disease, with patients seeming to have more of that problem with the HER2-positive trastuzumab cases. Do we know anything about that in the adjuvant setting? What do you think we're going to see?
I don't know anything about it in the adjuvant setting. I haven't seen any data presented or discussed in the adjuvant setting. There is clear data that supports what you've already said in the metastatic setting, that we're seeing a number of patients coming back with their post-Herceptin first relapse being in the CNS, and that these are patients who started on their Herceptin based on systemic disease presence, and the systemic disease maintains control, whereas the CNS is recurring. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement there and thinking about what we might do.
Do you think we are going to see an increase in CNS metastasis after adjuvant therapy?
I think if what holds in metastatic holds for HER2-positive disease holds in adjuvant, the answer would be yes. I think we're way too soon to tell that.
What are some of the other clinical research strategies that are being discussed in terms of trying to bring it to a randomized trial setting? I know the inner group has been talking about lapatinib. What are your thoughts about that and other research strategies?
Lapatinib looks like a good molecule from everything I've seen up to this point, both preclinically and clinically. It's considerably behind trastuzumab in terms of, its clinical development, but I think it's moving along pretty quickly. There are anecdotal reports out there of CNS responses on lapatinib. It does apparently penetrate, certainly would penetrate better than a monoclonal antibody that's much bigger. And as a single agent, based on very small numbers, but on data that's been presented publicly, it appears that it has single agent response rates that are every bit as good as trastuzumab single agent response rate, or even if not slightly better. So I think lapatinib is a viable option to think about, both as a HER2 therapeutic, as well as something to think about in terms of a trial for CNS disease.